The power of positive imagery. Imagery can be seen in a variety of ways. It helps us to create a full picture of an idea or situation based on details and facts that we're presented with. Positive imagery is a key tool in helping us to remain positive and have an upbeat look on any problem. The key is to find what imagery works for you and using it to help you accomplish your goals and ambitions, shaping performance with positive imagery. Positive imagery can often serve as not only a reminder of good work, but it can also serve as a reward. You should be seeing an increase in performance and productivity through the use of positive imagery. Some physical forms of positive imagery include a shiny trophy after a race or a chart of how many products you sold last month. But we can also have mental positive imagery that can help us along our way when we cannot see our physical rewards. Our performance is based upon the kind of outcome we want, and if we reinforce what we want with positive imagery, then we are not afraid to go after it. Maybe it's the imagery of having happy coworkers when you complete a project, or the image of an empty desk at the end of the week. Remind yourself of these positive images to keep you focused on the task at hand and doing your best to get it done. Being better prepared for adversity. Being positive does not mean that you are oblivious to the outside world and the things that can go wrong in it. But being positive does mean that you can be prepared for the worst, but keeping a positive outlook for everything else. Being prepared for adversity simply means that you do not lie to yourself about what can happen and that you see the situation for what it is. You know that things can be different and will change, but you don't let it damper your outlook. When you are better prepared, you have the knowledge to know that you may not be able to change the world and the problems that arise in it, but you can change your own life and have the choice to remain positive while dealing with any negative situation. People are more flexible and creative. When a problem is presented before you, chances are you cannot change what has already happened or the effect of the problem on everyone else. But you as a person are more flexible and creative and have the ability to manipulate how you view a problem and how to solve it. Realize that you have options and that you can control how you react to something. Don't look at the problem as though it only has a black or white solution. Remember, there is a gray area too, and you will find the best way for you to handle it. Remember, you can change even if the problem can't. You can control only you. There is more than one correct way to do things. Think of the perfect situation. When we see something as perfect, we generally see something that is free of flaws and makes us happy. Sometimes when we have a large group of problems, we have trouble deciding what to start on first. When this happens, a helpful exercise is to think about the perfect situation. When you do, what is the first problem you notice is missing? Not only does it help you determine which problem you should tackle first, but it lets you have an image of a perfect situation without the problem, so you know it's not impossible. Visualizing the perfect situation can help propel you in a direction needed to remedy almost any situation. What is a perfect situation? What makes the situation perfect? What problem or problems instantly go away? Can you do it on your own? Will you need help? Case study. Anna was working on a design project for the new library that was opening soon. After hours of tedious work, she felt as though she wouldn't finish on time or have enough energy to make a great design. She began to feel discouraged and depressed. When she walked back into her office, she saw the small plaque she received after her last design project. It made her smile to remember that she had done something so successful. She remembered the problems she had on the last project and thought about how she dealt with them. Anna knew this project was different and had many more steps to it than the last one, but she knew how to handle those when they came up. When she thought of her finished design, she thought of how great the library would look and how it would benefit so many people. Feeling more confident and positive, Anna set back to work on her design. What is positive imagery? Feelings of positivity based on an image or object. A type of syntax. Feelings we get for doing something right. A type of photo.